Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignments over the weekend. Self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it you wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear around this issue? Write down the self-hating messages. Note, never record self-hate message, and that self-hate often speaks in you voices addressing us as you. Example, your participation makes no difference. And then on Saturday, there's always an implied message underlying what self-hate says. Like the raised eyebrow that is loaded with meaning, every self-hating voice is loaded with implications. Your assignment, what message about who or how you are is being implied by the self-hate messages? For example, the underlying message in your participation makes no difference is, who you are doesn't matter. And then on Sunday, the self-hating message is that as we are, we're not enough. Enough for what? What does that mean? If you were enough, then what? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Pasha. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Pasha.
Great. Yay. I'm celebrating rejoining Making a Change for Good retreat as my work situation changed, and I'm working from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I have this new fly, weekly fly in job, and I heard the conversation. It's like, oh wow, now it's not possible to join. I can't participate. It's during lunchtime. There is what I see becomes possible when I drop those conversations is no, actually, I can go to 12:30 for lunch and spend this time with Sangha, and I don't need to go with my coworkers every day for lunch. And it became possible today, and here I am. So
essentially, Pasha, if I can translate all that for you, for us, you heard the voices and said, horse pucky.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because this is what I choose to do. This is my practice, and I choose to do my practice. So any voice that's coming up with a reason for not doing it or an argument that that's not possible, we just know, well, that's horse pucky, because of course I can practice. Of course I can participate. Life is not going to set up our life so that we cannot practice. We have to do that part.
Yes, that's an amazing discovery. I'm seeing that it's always possible to practice, and life supports practice. It's his opportunity. All conference rooms are free at 12. And I'm here, and I have time for lunch. I have time to participate. And another big bamboozle I saw that, well, I'm staying here alone in a hotel room. In the evening, I come after work, and I get the reward, in quotes, by watching TV.
Ooh.
And I haven't seen TV for the last 10 years, and there's, I can get right back to that addiction, like the flipping channels, let's see in 400 channels, what's there to watch.
Well, and part of that addiction is that people just sit there and watch whatever comes on to the screen when they flip the channel, right?
Yes.
And yes. So here's my little encouragement to you. Okay, mm-hmm. I've spent way more time in hotel rooms than really a sensible person should. And it's as if they do not exist. Okay, I will often hang my clothes over the television screen because it's just an extra place to put things like, you know, my robe, something that I don't want to hide in the closet. And I always feel really good making that little statement of, you are dead to me. You do not exist. I know the entire population of America wants a television screen that is as large as the room they put it in. Okay? Yeah. And we don't have to make that. We do not have to fall for that.
Yes. Yeah. And we can choose practice.
That's right.
It's a perfect time. I have lots of time to meditate. I fly 5 hours each week, you know, back and forth, and it allows me to have like at least 2 full periods of meditation during that time, and it changes everything. So
yeah, you're the happiest. You're the happiest passenger on the plane, right? Yeah, I love it.
Stay strong,
Pasha. I know that thing, it's got this magnetic pull that especially now, you know, they're like 3 remotes, right? And and so you just say.
Yes, I'm giving my remote back to reception because they can't remove the TV from their room.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So I'm just giving them remote. Can you hold on until I check out? And that kind of cuts off the conversation about home.
That's right, because there's no way you're going to slink down there and say, could you give me back a remote, please? It would just be too humiliating. All right. Thank you so much, Pasha. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pasha. Oh, I love that, Jerry. That it's when we're out of the milieu of our routine is when we really really challenge to practice, right?
Yeah.
Especially at the end of the
we're
day.
We're vulnerable to the voices.
That's right, to zone out, to become unconscious in such a part of what we're doing in this retreat is to identify the process that prevents us from participating in our lives in a way that we choose to.
Yeah.
And then take those steps in order to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did hear myself say that life never sets it up so that we can't practice. We have to add that part because that's such a big deal for so many people. Well, I can't because I have to work during that. Well, I can't because I have to. No. We just need to realize it's a choice. We're actually going along with a story that ego is putting forth. And if we want to do that, that's fine. But it's like, it's like flipping the channels. We have to know that we are making a choice. We're not victims to our lives.
Well, and I don't know this. I think this is what you're also pointing to, right, Cherry? There's a transformation from a practitioner is to look at how to make something work.
Yes.
Because conditioning is always talking about all of the reasons not to. And we recognize that that's the negative voice of self-hate. And we focus our attention on what is possible. Because that's what life is doing all the time. It's a creative force, not a negative force.
That's right. That's right. It's the yes. And there's always a yes. Good to see.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Whoops. Hope we didn't scare him off with that.
Oh, hello. This is Carol in San Francisco.
Hey, Carol. We got you.
Okay. So I'm looking at, I guess, the self-hate voices and the not good enough this weekend. I've had a conviction about driving a gas car while being involved in a clean air organization for 3 years. And, you know, kind of linked to the meetings and park a couple blocks down. Anyway, so I've been procrastinating making the change to an electric vehicle because, you know, I don't have a garage and it's really hard to find charging and everything, all those things. So along about the time
what
of the
we were just
march,
talking about, right? What we were just talking about. The voices have endless reasons for keeping us stuck. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So along about the time of the climate march, along comes the still small voice saying, it's time. And so I felt convicted and have been researching it and going to, you know, talking to people I know with the electric vehicles. And I went to a meeting on Saturday of electric vehicle owners. And I knew that this maybe get the voices going. This kind of situation does for me. So I paid attention. I made an intention ahead of time to pay attention as best I could, hang on mm-hmm. as long as I could, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
We're out in front. Yeah, right. So we're out in front. We're talking. In the beginning, it's just, you know, how do you find chargers, blah, blah, blah. It was okay. Then we get into the meeting, and now we've gone over into politics and the supervisors and the people. And then starts now that the flood of self-hate is starting to come, and I'm watching it. And what the voices were saying is, you're ridiculous. Everyone knows you don't know anything. You should leave. You can't leave. You can't do either one.
Uh-huh. You should leave. You can't leave. You have to just stay here while I torture you. Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's what it's really saying. Right?
Well, and then, yes, and I don't know if I understand what karma is, but let's say the conditioned response that's very familiar for me is, you have to go one down. You are lower than. And so mm-hmm. I have to always be stupider than or lower than. And so it mm-hmm. goes to, like, mm-hmm. I don't know anything place. I don't know. I just don't know anything, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not true, because I've been working with this group for a while, and I worked on electric vehicle day and hit up the dealers. But I'm being told I don't know anything, that I either have to know everything or nothing. So if I know nothing, then I'm just this little helpless person there. And then the hot flash comes, because it's a boiling hot room. I'm starting to sweat. I'm in the front row. And I'm hanging on. It's like an alligator match, you know, wrestling match with an alligator. Come on, stay awake. Uh-huh. Keep observing, you know. Uh-huh. You know, direct your attention. It's that cutting edge that I think you all talk about. You know, I'm there. Uh-huh. I know this is going to come. Uh-huh. I'm watching it. It's really uncomfortable. Uh-huh. I want to go unconscious, but I'm staying awake, and that's really what
it was.
It was the bottom line. It's so
good
uncomfortable, but it's that feeling I have to be this. Go ahead.
Okay. No. Well, it's perfect, right? I mean, you've seen the whole deal. You may not know what karma is, but you know what happens when you're trapped in a karmic storm, right?
Yeah,
because that's what you were living
exactly
through, and your only deal was staying conscious, and its only deal was getting you to go unconscious, right? Because if it could get you to go unconscious, then it'd bring you back to, you know, snap your 1, 2, 3. Now you're here for the beating, right? But you stayed through it. And so you saw it do that. You're the stupidest person.
Yeah.
Well, look at your life. Of course you're not a stupid person. You know, you're the most, no, you're somebody who's been a part of this group for 3 years, right? No, there's not a bit of truth to any of that. Right. And that's the point with practice. Right. You stayed conscious and you saw as with Pasha, it's horse pucky. Right? Everything it's been doing to you all your life is bull hockey.
Yes.
Like the president. I'm not like the president. I don't just go ahead and spew those, but we know what bull hockey is, don't we? Yeah.
Exactly. And it just keeps on going. And then, so, you know, finally it was time for me to go, and I left at a good time. And then it starts in with, that was the biggest waste of time. Oh, my God, you're so stupid, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, well, wait a minute. I learned a lot. I networked. I learned a lot today. No, I don't know everything. But
no, but
there is that middle
does,
way.
And,
no.
And who cares, right?
So and I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. I'll probably run out of electric charge somewhere. And
all of those things could happen. No, Carol. You'll learn a lot. Right? You'll learn a lot. You'll learn when the voice says, oh, no, you've got plenty of charge, to not to listen to it, not to believe it. Right? You'll learn. You'll keep learning a ton of stuff. And that's all that's going to happen. Remember, there are no mistakes. All we're
doing is learning.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
we're
so
just learning.
Here's my best encouragement, okay? Every time now you see it's horse pucky, right? It doesn't have any information for you. It's not going to help you know anything, right? And so you don't have to listen to it. And so what you can do every time it starts in is pull your recorder out, not in the meeting, okay? Although you probably could. You could, but you probably don't want to. But as soon as you leave and you walk outside and it starts in, you just say, horse pucky. And you start talking about, that was actually great. I learned a lot. The main thing is I stayed conscious through the whole thing. So what I got to see was what horse pucky, those voices spew. I'm committed to this. I'm going to get an electric vehicle. And I'm going to learn a ton along the way. Oh, and by the way, I am not a stupid person. And then just go ahead and run through your credentials. Okay, run through all of the proof that you are, in fact, not a stupid person. Okay, and if it starts in again, do the same thing. And you know what? If you have to repeat it 1,500 or 2,000 or a million times, it doesn't matter. It's repeating the same thing. You can repeat the same thing. You repeat your version to rebut its version.
Yeah, okay. So I think going lower then might be like a weird defense, you know? Like giving in to ego or something. Yeah, okay, I don't know anything. I'll be lower than.
It's the kind of defense. You're defending against a house fire by pouring lighter fluid on your furniture. It is not a good technique. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well,
okay. Very
so
good.
Much to see. Thank you.
So much to see. Now listen to this one again, because it's really going to try to talk you out of this. We just can't allow that to happen. Okay.
Okay.
And you have to send me a picture of your electric vehicle when you get it.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Thank you. Have a
Very
great day.
Very exciting. Thank you, Carol. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. You know, Sherry, the thing that really, really strikes me about that conversation is how there's nothing outside of practice. Nothing.
Right.
I mean, it's the most practical thing that is in our lives. That here I am, I'm making a decision about an electrical vehicle using practice as my framework. I'm able to see the karma. I'm able to stay conscious. I'm able to see what it does to me. I'm able to practice with this content in the process of working through the karma that's very close to me.
Yes,
you know,
well, and
it's
perfect, isn't it? Because just talking with Carol, we can see that this is not the first time this conversation started with her, right? It doesn't have anything to do with electric vehicles, right? It has to do with the way we get tortured by egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, and we've all got it, right? We've all got the way it specializes with us, right? And so, as you say, Well, do something, pick something. That's why it doesn't want us to participate, right? So you pick something that you're going to go after. I'm going to get an electric vehicle and watch it just go nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And never forget that the process point is always, one, I get to see how the karma operates. I get to not believe it. I get to stay awake for my life and make my choices and really learn that it's not about whether or not I know anything or I choose to drive an electrical vehicle or not, but that there are no mistakes in life. And all my life is ever about is to be here for the information that existence wants to give me. And my relationship with existence gets happier over time, and that's really what living is about.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're proving to ourselves, right? That life, that we are loved. We experience ourselves as loved because we are love, right? And that's what we're choosing, and that's our experience moment by moment, and that's why we get happier and happier the more we practice. So good.
All right. So good. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sandy in Berkeley.
Hello, Sandy. What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, I'm getting ready to come to the monastery for my first time ever for the This Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat, or There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat. So I'm excited and kind of nervous. But what I've been seeing this time is around, I've been looking at, like, keeping my house clean and my car clean, and in one of your books it talks about self-hate is buying a new car and not taking care of it. And and so, yeah, I've just been looking at, like, this belief of, like, sort of like other people matter, but I don't matter kind of thing. And so it's important to show up in the world and do the things in the world, but not the things that will most directly impact only me.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's so big. Because what, I'll be life in this relationship that I'm imagining here. Okay. So I'm life, and I give you a present. And you just, you just toss it in the back of the closet. But somebody else gives you a present, and it goes, pride of place or whatever that expression is. You know, you put it in and you tell everybody about this present that this person gave you, okay? So then I'm life, right? And I give you another present. It goes back in the back of the closet, you know? And that's really what we're doing when we make the choice that you're talking about, because you are the gift that life has given, right?
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. And your opportunity is to treasure that gift.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, as we've been working on it, like, just kind of different images will come to my mind of my place being the same place it's always been, but even just like putting curtains up, or I don't know, really small things that would just kind of lift my spirit every day.
That's right. And it's not the same place, right? Because you're seeing it with new eyes.
That's right. It looks more beautiful in those eyes. Yeah.
It does. Everything does. Everything does. And we just want to take care of that beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. All right. Well, now you travel safely, okay? And we'll see you very soon.
Yes. Yes, you will. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sandy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Sandy. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Are they double muted?
Something like that while I'm trying.
And okay, let's see. I can get them to do it. So here's another. Here's the next caller. You're now live on the air. Right. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jeff in Iowa.
Hello, Jeff. What
are you Sherry. Hey, this has been an inspirational show. I'm seeing that for my the one that I picked was on politics, and because hey, you know, I'm in Iowa, and we get to
all happening for the U.S. right?
That's right, and we have the candidates, and I've seen quite a few candidates, and there's one that I love, and I want to work for, and I believe in her, and then. The duality that comes in is first, you need to do more, you need to sign up, you need to campaign, and then the other half is, you're not a joiner, you're not going to like this, just, you can vote and put a sign in your yard, but, you know, don't get involved in all that
stuff. Don't get carried away with yourself. Don't. And so what you're getting to see is both of those are you voices, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're equally designed to stop you in your tracks.
They are. It's just amazing how nasty they are. No matter what subject you do, you know, every session's a different one, but ego has the kind of same attack points and the same old
isn't
stuff.
Isn't that good to see? So back to what we were talking about with Carol, right? So when it starts, you can just say, okay, well, we'll see. This will just really mess with them. You know, you're right. I could do more. Let's see. what shall I do? And the voice comes in. You know, you're gonna hate that because we'll see. You know, I'm sure it'll be a workshop, and I'm sure I'll get to see a lot, and whatever they come up with, you just, right? And, you know, what I think you're catching on to, Jeff, is that they're really, because they're so specifically designed for us, because it is the karma that's attached to us, it says the things that are the no to the yes that you want to say. So you do actually want to connect. You want to be connected. You want to engage. You want to participate, which is why it's working so hard to say, no, that's not who you are. You don't like that. You won't enjoy that. That's not going to work for you. Yeah. Well, you should do more. You should do so much that you're completely overwhelmed and you will listen to the voice that says you don't want to do that because that's not who you are.
It's just the whole show is good. I mean, it's all examples that the conditioning's attacking in different ways, and we just have to see it and, you know, respond accordingly.
Move on. Yes, move on. Make our choices. And again, if I don't know which way to go, well, the direction opposite to the one that is haranguing me would probably be a good start. And the other thing that you've got is you said you have a candidate that you really, really like and you want to support. There's another one. You know, when our heart responds to something, again, the voices are going to come in to try to shut that down. So if we stay with that, what lights me up, then we're not going to go too far afield. The other point you made, Jeff, that I want to underline before you go, is that seeing how the conversation is different because of the content, but the process is exactly the same with whatever the subject. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I went back and just looked at a couple other sessions, and that's definitely a theme.
So Carol, you know, was saying I'm not sure what karma is. Theme is a good synonym for karma, right? Conditioning has a theme. Yep, that's what it
does.
Is.
You know, ego just wants you off by itself with ego and not connecting to the larger world. And
yeah, exactly. So.
So I'm so glad to hear your encouragement and everybody on the show, and thank you very much.
Well, you are so welcome. Take good care. Yep. Go happy.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. And what a wonderful way to say it, Cherry, that a pattern or a theme is karma, and a specificity of that pattern is the conditioning for me. And it has both universal and specific themes, separation being the universal one, and how it works, separation for me being my karma.
Yeah. Oh, that's very clear. Oh, that was good. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Here's our
magic hour. All right.
Yep, it is. This whole suffering process is set up to keep the karma in place. I have to meet certain standards that fix or change me, that make me better, the way I should be in order to be acceptable, lovable. Yet meeting those standards doesn't get me the approval or acceptance or love that I have assumed I will receive if I meet the standards. This whole orientation misses the point. What we're being conned into believing is that our inherent goodness is conditional. It assumes that authentic nature is dependent upon performance. So attention is taken away from our authentic nature and turned into an ego-maintaining, dualistic conversation that causes us to believe our acceptance is conditional. Your assignment. Record what is true about you, the internalization of which would enable you not to fall for and be tortured by the self-hate conversation. Listen to and add to this recording as you get clearer about what is true about you.
Beautiful. Closing in on it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.